We're continuing the Shir on the Kutei Halachas, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Sorev, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Lamed Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal is discussing the Arvus, the responsibility that each and every single Jew has for every other Jew. Ubeemes gam ho Arvus biatzmoi shekol echad orev bad chaveroi, gam boze yefshe lekayim velotzeis yedei choivosei shel ho Arvus, Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is that this obligation that every Jew took upon themselves, that every Jew co-signed on behalf of every other Jew, that also is something that we cannot fulfill. In actuality, we can only want to fulfill it. We can only want to do it. Ki ikar ho'arvus, ma shekol echad orev bad chaveroi, because what it's really all about, this Arvus, is that each and every person is obligated to reprimand another Jew when he sees him doing something wrong. As is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's teachings. And the truth is, which person is really qualified to reprimand someone else? A person doesn't really know what's wrong with the other person, what that other person is lacking that's causing him to act the way that they're acting. And in addition, if you're going to reprimand him, who knows if he's going to listen to you? And even if he's going to accept what you're saying, Mi yodea im yuchal lehizgaber al mashetzorech lehizgaber lo shuvei lo vizborah. Who knows if when it comes the time for the person to act, even if he hears what you're saying, he hears that you showed him that he's doing something wrong and he shouldn't behave this way, who knows when the next situation comes up, whether he's going to be strong enough to correct what he's doing wrong. Al kein bevadai koshe mo'oid lekayim mitzvos teichocha. Therefore, it's extremely difficult for a Jew to fulfill this mitzvah of reprimanding another Jew. And to fulfill this obligation that each and every one of us took on at Har Sinai on behalf of all the rest of the Jewish people, that we obligated ourselves to help every other Jew, to fix every other Jew. As our rabbis tell us, Shelav kol odom roi lohichiach, that not every person is qualified to reprimand. Ukamayshom Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Akiva said, Tomani im yesh badoir hazeh mi sheroi lohichiach. I wonder if there's anybody around in this generation who's qualified to reprimand. And since we realize that we're not necessarily really fulfilling this mitzvah of reprimanding other Jews and fulfilling our responsibility, the liability that we took on ourselves to be responsible for every other Jew, we wish we could be able to cover for ourselves. We wish we could be able to do enough what we need to do for ourselves. Al kein einonu yecholin lekayim mitzvah zois kiim al yidei horotzlin. Therefore, most people cannot really fulfill this mitzvah of reprimanding other Jews. The only thing we can do about it is we can want to do it. We can want to help every other Jew. Sheyihia ritzoinenu chozok moid liras lirois betoivas chaverenu ubetoivas kol Yisrael. To have a very strong, powerful desire to want to see the good of every single Jew. I would love to see every other Jew fulfilling all the mitzvahs. Hainu sheyizku kulam latoivo hoamitis vanitzchis. That the entire Jewish people should be zeche to the true eternal good, which is sheyizku loshuv el Hashem b'emes, that they should all be zeche to really return to Hashem ulehiskarev elav zborach and really come close to Hashem. asher rak zehu toivo vahatzlocho amitius, whereby that's the only real eternal success. V'chutz mizeh, other than that success, other than succeeding and coming close to Hashem and serving Hashem properly, hakoil hevel, everything else is nonsense. More money, less money, more food, less food, all nonsense. Ki be'emes, afilu hamitzvos she'ef shelekaimon. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the truth is, let's leave this mitzvah alone for a minute, the mitzvah of reprimand, which is one of the most difficult mitzvahs. Let's turn now to some of the easier mitzvahs that are sort of easy to fulfill. Ein anu yecholim lekaimam. Even those mitzvahs, we can't really fulfill properly. Kiim al yidei harotzoin. The best we can say is that we want to fulfill the mitzvah. Kegoin, for example, mitzvahs tzitzis, utfilin, ve'esek ha-toirah, utstoka. Let's take those mitzvahs, for example. Wearing tzitzis, wearing tefillin, learning Torah, giving charity. Listen to what Rav Nosson Zal says now. Bevadai mi shemamin v'yodea ma'at begdulas kol mitzvah u'mitzvah. We can definitely say that any person who believes and realizes how big a mitzvah is part of Hashem. A mitzvah is something that's been given to us, is the will of Hashem. Any person who recognizes that Hashem is infinite and the mitzvahs are infinite and they are way, way, way above our comprehension and they are way out of our reach to fulfill to perfection, to really, really fulfill. That person knows, yodea, shekol hamitzvos rechoikim meitonu moed moed, that all the mitzvahs are very, very, very far out of our reach. V'alkein, and therefore, be'emes, the truth is, yesh lanu kama menios ve'ikuvim koidim shanu zoichem l'kayim eze mitzvah kemamora. We have many obstacles to overcome and many difficulties before we can actually fulfill a mitzvah properly. Because in the beginning, there's all kinds of obstacles before the person can actually put on the talis and tefillin. Number one, he's got to go buy it. He's got to have the money to buy it and make sure they're kosher and then receive it and then learn how to wear it, learn how to put it on properly. Some of these mitzvahs, you move it an inch off course, you don't get credit for the mitzvah at all. So there's all kinds of obstacles and difficulties before he even gets to do the mitzvah. V'achar kach, and then afterwards, after he already obtains the talis and tefillin, he has it, he's ready to go. Afilu kishemenichen oisam, even once the person wears the talis and wears the tefillin, yochoy lihiyois shadayin moichoy mevulvil b'machshavoy zorois. It's very possible that his brain is totally scrambled, and his brain is not really focusing or concentrating on the fact that he's wearing the crown of the king. The Zohar HaKadosh calls tefillin the crown of Hashem, literally. And instead of realizing what a privilege that is and realizing how serious that is, his head is all over the place. He's thinking about everything else. He doesn't know if he made a bari min mezainis or a shahakol on the tefillin. He doesn't remember because at the time he made the bracha, the lips were moving, but the brain was somewhere else completely. At she'eno yodea klal im lovush belevush in the malka, the kanfei mitzvah shel hatalis hakodosh vatzitzis hakdoishum anayroimoid, to the point where the person doesn't realize at all that he's wearing the royal garments, the heavenly garments of the talis and the tzitzis. And he's wearing the awesome holy tefillin. V'liboy rochoik me'oid mikdushosam. And his heart is very, very far removed from the holiness of what he's doing at the moment, what he's wearing at the moment. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, she'onu rechoikim me'oid mikiyim mitzvah b'shleimus, that we are very, very far away from being able to fulfill a mitzvah to perfection. Afilu hamitzvah soregilim oid, even those mitzvahs that we do most often, we do it every day, having done it thousands of times, I don't think we've gotten it right once yet, gotten it completely right. Mikol shkein hamitzvahs she'enam regilim kol kach b'chol yoim. How much more so the mitzvahs that we don't do on a daily basis, the mitzvahs that come once a year or something like that. Bevada yesh aleihem menios rabois, b'li shir. There are definitely many, many obstacles koidim shemekayimam before a person can actually fulfill one of those mitzvahs. Vafilu kishemekayimam, a person wants an esrog. How much he has to look and search to find a kosher esrog, and he thinks he found one, and he shows it to the rabbi, and the rabbi says, it's not really kosher, it's not that. He's got to go back and looking again. Vafilu kishemekayimam, and even after the person already has the esrog in his hands, and it's been checked by the rabbi, and it looks right, even then, tzrichin zichus godol lekayimam koroi. A person needs major, major merit and kindness of Hashem to be zoche to fulfill the mitzvah properly. Al kein, therefore, bevadai einonu yecholim lekayim haTorah vaHamitzvos afilu mitzvah sorigilim ki im al yedei horotzoim. Therefore, the only way that we are really fulfilling the mitzvahs, even those mitzvahs that we do very regularly, is by will, by wanting to do it. That I can do. I can want to put on tefillin properly. Whether I actually succeed in putting it on properly, that's another thing. But I can say I want to do the mitzvah, and I want to do it correctly, and I want Hashem to be pleased by my performance of the mitzvah. K'moshama Rabbeinu Zal Kanal, as Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes this very much, for each one of us to know exactly where we are and where we're not. We shouldn't mistakenly think that, wow, I'm so religious, I did 322 mitzvahs today. I don't know if you did one mitzvah. I don't know if we did one mitzvah properly, completely properly, with all the laws, fulfilling all the laws and the requirements. What we did do is we expressed our desire to perform the mitzvah. By going to shul, by taking a sitter in my hand, I expressed my desire to daven, and to daven with kavona. Whether I succeeded in doing it or not, that's a whole other story. She'ikr hu harotzayim. And as Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes, that the most important thing for us is the desire. Lichsoif tomid behishtoikikus v'rotzayim chozok lekayim mitzvois av yizborach. To yearn, to constantly, always be wanting to fulfill the mitzvahs properly. Ubesoich kach, and in the midst of all of this desire, while we're walking around 24 hours a day thinking, I want to serve Hashem, I want to do the right thing, I want to fulfill the mitzvahs, in the middle of all of that, ubesoich kach, loimdim kilu, loimdim, umispalalim kilu, mispalim, and in the midst of all of that, we learn as if we're learning. We daven as if we're davening, as if we're really davening. We learn as if we're really learning, meaning, v'oisin mitzvahs, ke'ilu oisin mitzvahs. And we perform mitzvahs as if we were really performing the mitzvah, knowing full well that we're far, far, far away from really fulfilling mitzvahs properly. V'omar bozeh haloshen. Rabbeinu Zal expressed this in these words, in Yiddish. He said, Nor velen, a Jew's avoida, the work of a Jew is 24/7 to want. I want to serve Hashem. I want to do the right, I want to do mitzvahs. Dervail, and while we're in the middle of all of this wanting, davntmen klomish, dervail lerntmen klomish, dervail tutmen mitzvahs klomish. In the middle of all of that, we learn the way we learn, and we daven the way we daven, and we do mitzvahs the way we do mitzvahs. All, you know, funny. Hashem gets a good laugh watching us make believe like we're putting on tefillin, watching us make believe like we're doing, like here again, a person has kids that are 5 years old, and they watch daddy put on tefillin there, and they want to play tefillin. So they take a box and they put it on their head and they shake, and that's us. That's us. We think we're, you know, a person who sits down to really learn Gemara and Shulchan Aruch properly and really learns how much is involved in each and every mitzvah, he comes to the realization that, wow, I had no idea how many details there are in the mitzvah. I had no idea how much room for error there is, how many mistakes I make every single day in my putting on a talis, in my putting on tefillin. I remember the question once came up among my friends. This is going back almost 40 years ago. People were discussing the fact whether you're allowed to answer amen to a bracha that's made by a child, a small child, a kid who's 4 years, 3 years old. They taught him how to make a bracha, borei min and b'zo, but he doesn't really know what he's saying. He doesn't really know the translation of the words. He's just copying what he heard. So I had the opportunity once to ask this to one of the elders of Breslov, Rebbe Yechaim Rosen, Zichron Evrocha. And I asked him, are you allowed to answer amen to a bracha that's made by a small child? So he looked at me and he said, well, why not? I said, because he doesn't understand. He doesn't really understand what he's saying. So he put on a big smile and he looked at me and he said, and you do understand what you're saying? He wanted to make it perfectly clear for us to know that, again, in the words of a bracha, there is such depth, there is such secrets of all kinds of things that all of us don't know what we're saying. We're all very, very far from tefillah, from Torah, from mitzvahs. What we can do is we can express our desire. We can show our desire. We can show a willingness to do it. I want to put on tefillin. Whether I'm actually succeeding in putting on tefillin, that's another story. V'chol zeh afilu b'hamitzvahs harigilim. This is all being said regarding the mitzvahs that we do often, very often. She'efshe l'kaimam, where it's possible for a person to fulfill it. Gam kein, there also, ho'ikar hu harotzen kanal. The main thing is, what we're really doing is, we're showing a willingness to do the mitzvah. Mikol shkein hamitzvahs she'ein biyad ha'odom l'kaimam. How much more so this is true when it comes to mitzvahs which people can't really fulfill. Kegoy mitzvahs toichocha, like the mitzvah of reprimanding another Jew, where Rabbi Akiva said during his time, I wonder if there's anybody who's qualified to reprimand somebody properly. Could you imagine? He said that a few thousand years ago. Could you imagine how many people there are today who are qualified to reprimand? Bevadai efshar l'kaima. Therefore, we must definitely know that we can't fulfill that mitzvah properly. The only thing we can do is we can want. I wish I could help that person fix what he's doing. I'm in shul and I see somebody talking during davening and I know he's doing a terrible thing. He's killing himself and he's hurting the whole shul. I wish I could influence him. I wish I would know how to talk to him in a way that he'd be willing to listen and he'd be willing to, and my words would go into his heart and it would touch him in such a way that he would really realize that he's doing something wrong and he would correct it. Ki kol echot mechuyev lehoives chaveroi v'chol Yisrael kenafshoi mamish. Because each and every single Jew is required to love his fellow Jew and all Jews like he loves himself. You will love your friend like you love yourself. And therefore, just like every individual Jew, Rav Nosanel says, if he has any brains, then he would certainly not want anything else other than to come close to Hashem. Sherak zehu toiva amitis. That's the only real thing that counts in life, that counts in this world. V'chutz mizeh ein shum toiva ba'olam klal. And other than that, there's nothing that's really good. You know what my friend did? He did something really great for me. He gave me a car. He actually went out and bought me. Is that real good? The answer is nonsense. A car is here today, gone tomorrow. A car could put somebody in the hospital for the rest of his life. A car could put somebody in crutches. A car could be a murder weapon, chas v'shom. A car has all kinds of good and bad associated with it. And even the good, person has a car and he forgets how to walk. He doesn't do any exercise. He becomes a fat, schlubby nothing because he doesn't walk anyway. He's got to go down the block, get in the car, go here, get in the car, everything. So everything in the physical, in the materialistic world, has good and bad associated with it. The only real good and eternal good is coming close to Hashem. That's real, real good. So every single Jew is supposed to want real good for every other Jew. Ukemoikein mechuyev kolechod lizgageya v'lichsoif sheyizku kol Yisrael iskarvei l'vizborach. And therefore, so too, just like each and every single Jew has to want every other Jew to come close to Hashem, each and every single Jew has to yearn for this. It's got to be on his mind all day. I wish I could be religious. I wish all the Jews could be religious. I wish all the Jews could start doing the right thing. And in middle of this fire, this raging fire that a person tries to turn on in his heart and keep it going all day, that I'm yearning and burning, I want to come close to Hashem and I want everybody else to come close to Hashem. In the middle of that, im efshuloi ledaber eze diburim chaveiroi, meaning avodas Hashem, if he finds an opportunity to say something to another Jew about coming close to Hashem, bevadai matoiv umanayim. Of course, it's very good, it's very nice. Ki kol echod mi Yisrael mechuyov ledaber im chaveiroi beyira shamayim. Because each and every single Jew is required to talk to his fellow Jew about serving Hashem, about coming close to Hashem. Avol huikar, but the most important thing is haratzon, the desire. I want him to be religious. I want him to succeed. I want him to be good. I want Hashem to love him. Now listen to these next words, because this is something very, very, very special that most people don't know. As it says in the Zohar HaKodesh, in the section that speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu, the section called Raya Mehemna, the trustworthy shepherd, ubegin dahavyas choshev b'chayoch, because you, Moshe Rabbeinu, had on your mind throughout your whole life, de'ilu haveef shaloch, that if it would be possible for you, haves mahader koila alma tchoyz kutshebrichu, you would bring the entire world close to Hashem. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was all about. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness. The Zohar HaKadosh says, you want to know what made him so beloved by Hashem? You want to know what made his tefillah so powerful? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole life, he had one thing on his mind. He wished that he wanted to bring the entire world close to Hashem. That was what was on his mind. That was what was in his heart all the time. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Zohar HaKadosh. Shemavoyer Shom Goydal Malas Moshe, where the Zohar HaKadosh there shows the incredible greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. How Moshe Rabbeinu was so special in the eyes of Hashem. Why? Bishvil shehoyachoyshev kol yomov, because this is what was on his mind all throughout his life. She'ilu hoyoef shaloi, that if it were possible for him, hoyomachzir kol hoylam Hashem yisporach, he would bring the whole world close to Hashem. He would get the whole world to do tshuva. That's the definition of Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to know what made him Moshe Rabbeinu? This is what made him Moshe Rabbeinu. Nimtzo, we see therefore, Shafilu Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom, that even when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Iker mitzvahs toichocha hayamekayim al yidei harotzayim. How did Moshe Rabbeinu fulfill the mitzvah, the obligation to reprimand other Jews? You know how he filled it? Not by yelling at them, not by screaming at them, not by hitting them. He did it by wanting their good, through ratzon, through desire. Shehayo koisef tamid lahachzir kol ha'olam lamutav. He was yearning all the time and praying to Hashem, begging Hashem, give me the privilege of helping all the Jews do tshuva. Give me the privilege of getting the whole world to recognize the greatness of Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas ma'ashom rabbi senuzal. And this is why the Gemara tells us, she'ein moichichen esodom elo somuch lamisa. That even great tzaddikim, even Moshe Rabbeinu, Yaakov Avinu, did not reprimand the people closest to them, their own children, until they were about to pass away. Until Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, until Yaakov Avinu was about to die, he did not execute this mitzvah of Toichocha. Shekein Moshe Elohi Choychichon Ela Somach Lamisa. The Gemara shows that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Parshas Dvorim, last week's Parsha, is where he attempts to reprimand the Jews. V'chein Yaakov Avinu, and so too Yaakov Avinu, was only when he was about to pass away, he gathered his children around, and he reprimanded Reuven, and he reprimanded Shimon and Levi. Hainu ki ikar ha-toichocha, shehu lekayim mitzvahs arvus, hualidei harotzoin kanal. Because the real reprimand, the real fulfillment of this obligation that I have, that I am responsible for him and her and them, the way that a person fulfills it is through desire, by wanting their good. Ki ikar bechinas ha'arvus, because as we explained earlier, the main mitzvah of this arvus, this co-signing, is lichloil asiya baratzoin, is bringing together the bottom and the top, the lowest level, which is called asiya, and ratzoin, which is the highest level. We said that the borrower, the one who borrows, is asiya. He's the poor person, he's the one who is in need, and the lender is ratzon. The lender is the one who shows goodwill, a willingness to give. And the orev, the co-signer, is the one who puts them together. Where the lender says, I'm not going to lend you 10,000, what am I, crazy? Why would I lend it? I don't trust you, I don't know you. And then somebody else comes along and says, I know him, I'll vouch, I'll sign for him. I'm willing to sign that if he doesn't, I'll pay. So you see the level of trust and faith that I have in him, that I know he can pay and he will pay. V'alkein ikar hatoichocho hu rak somuch lamisa. And for this reason, real reprimand is usually left all the way for the end, when a person is close to death. She'oz maschilen lehikolel barotzlin. Because that's when a person reaches his peak in life. That's when, well, hopefully, as a person is getting older, they're getting smarter, and they're getting better. So when a person is close to death, that's when they're closest to ratzon, to goodwill, to having real goodwill. V'oz meir boy ha-ratzon b'yoser. And that's when the ratzon, the will of Hashem, is shining in that person more than any other time. Machmas shehu somuch lehistalkus. Because the person is about to pass away. Ki ha-histalkus shel ha-tzadik, because we know that when a tzaddik passes away, when a tzaddik goes up, where does he go up to? He goes up to Ratzon. K'may Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom. Just like the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, she'nichlal b'shas misosoy v'rayva d'rayven kanal. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu and other great tzaddikim passed away on Shabbos at Mincha time, which is the highest time of Ratzon, Vanis Filosi L'cha Hashem, Eis Ratzon, we say on Shabbos at Mincha. It's called Raiva Deraivin. We know that Moshe, Mem Shin Hei, is 345. Ratzon is 346. When Moshe goes up, he goes up to Ratzon. When 345 goes up, it goes up to 346. And because of the fact that when a tzaddik is about to pass away, he's close to death, That's when this Ratzon is shining upon him, this goodwill. He's full of pure goodwill, and the Ratzon of Hashem is shining on him. Al kein oz daiko yochel oichicham. That's why that's an appropriate time for the tzaddik, for the person who's about to pass away, to reprimand. Ki ikar hatoichocha b'chinas arvus hu haratzon. Because the essence of reprimand, what reprimand is really all about, and what arvus, what this liability, this responsibility is really all about, it's all about ratzon. It's all about goodwill, real goodwill. Paragraph Lamed Beis. V'zeh b'chinas sholosh pa'amim tzidkoscha sho'omrim b'shabbos b'mincha. This will explain why on Shabbos, when we daven mincha, at the end of the mincha prayer, after the chazan repeats the Shmon Esrei, we say the word tzidkoscha three times. Tzidkoscha kehareel, tzidkoscha keneged shloisha tzadikim shenestalkuas. This corresponds to the three great tzaddikim who passed away at that time, Shabbos at Mincha time, Shehem Yosef, Moshe, and Dovid HaMelech. Kihem Nistalku b'Shabbos b'Mincha. They passed away at this holiest time. Sheoz Meir Raiva Derivin. That's when this highest level of Rotzon, that's when a Jew feels the peak of yearning and desire for Hashem. And that's when Hashem's desire for us is at a peak. Bechinas Meitzach HaRotzon. The Zohar HaKadosh calls it Meitzach HaRotzon, the highest level. V'alkein Oimrim Kenegdom Sholosh Pamim Tzidkoscha Daiko. And that's why we say the word Tzidkoscha, your charity, your righteousness. Ki Iker Heoras HaRotzon Meitzach HaRotzon Hu Alidei Atzdoka Daiko. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 4, in the second half of Likutei Moran, which is what this halacha is based on, that one of the things that causes this ratzon to shine most brightly is the mitzvah of tzedakah. When a rich person and a poor person, who are the furthest thing from each other, the last thing that a rich person wants in his life is the beggar. And the poor person, the last person he wants in his life is the rich. He's embarrassed to face the rich person. And when these two get it together, and when the rich person is able to look at the poor person like he's his best friend, like he's doing him the biggest favor in giving him an opportunity to give charity. And when the poor person is able to say thank you, no matter how much it is, if the poor person thinks, wow, he should have given me 100,000, he can afford it, 100,000 is nothing to him. Why did he give me only 50? If he's giving already, let him give the whole thing, not just the 50. Instead of looking at it that way, if the poor person accepts it with complete goodwill, thank you, I appreciate it, I'm so happy, Hashem should bless you, that next time you should be able to give 100 times as much. That the mitzvah of tzedakah is one of the greatest examples of heoras harotzoin, of this goodwill. Kal yidei hatzedakah machnin meitzach hanochosh. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran that through the mitzvah of tzedakah we have the ability to defeat the top of the sitra achra, which is called meitzach hanochosh. V'oz meir meitzach harotzoin kanal batoiranal. And by defeating the meitzach hanochosh, we cause the Meitzach HaRotzon, the highest level of Rotzon, to shine brightly, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Bechinas Heoras Dikno Kadisha, which is the light of the holy beard. Bechinas Raiva, this is the terminology used in Sifrei Kabbalah. Bechinas Raiva Derivin, Rotzon Sheberetzon, is the highest level of Rotzon. Nimtza, we see therefore, Sheikr Heora Sarotzin, Bechinas Meitzacharotzin, Shemeir Beshabbos Bemincha, Hu Al Yedei Atzdokah. That this light of Rotzin, this Meitzacharotzin, which shines on Shabbos at Mincha time, is generated through the mitzvah of Tzdokah. V'alkein Oyim Rimoz Sholosh Pamim Tzidkoscha Daiko Kanal. That's why we mention the term Tzdokah three times. And through this meitzacharotzim, this high level which is revealed through these three tzaddikim, nishma koil hakriya shel hasholosh regolim. This makes it possible for us to hear the proclamation of the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. Shehem koirin umegalim es harotzayin. What do the holidays proclaim? They proclaim this message that everything happening is only the will of Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal shows there, because on the holidays we celebrate the miracles that took place on those holidays. And miracles show us that there's no teva, there's no nature, there's no autopilot, that everything is only through the will of Hashem. Ki hasholosh regolim heim keneged shloisha tzadikim elu. Because the three holidays correspond to these three tzadikim, Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech. Ubohem nasim kol habechinois hamuvorim batoyronal. And in them is fulfilled all the different important things that are mentioned in that chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Dalet. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal shows this. V'haklal bekitzur, Rabbeinu Zal says, I'll help you out. I'll summarize for you briefly what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran. Shal yedei horotzoin shenizgale beyontef, that through the will of Hashem, which becomes visible on these holidays. We see it, because again, on Pesach, we remind ourselves of the great miracles of Pesach, that Hashem runs the world. There's no nature. Hashem can split the sea. He can do anything he wants. And so too on Shavuos and Sukkos, through that, Nase Hayira, that generates respect. That causes people to really respect Hashem. Ach sheyesh chayois rois hadorisim v'torfim. However, Rabbeinu Zal says over there that there are these wild animals that shred the Jewish people. Shehem hu apikursim. Those are the atheists, the scientists, those who deny, who don't believe in Hashem. Shepoigmin barotzayin. They go against this. They don't believe that everything is the will of Hashem. They believe in nature. Ein nishma koil hakriya shel yontif, and they dull the proclamation of the holidays. They try to block the Jews from hearing the message of the holidays, from believing in miracles, from realizing that everything is the will of Hashem. Al kein srichen lekasher kol horitzoinois lebechinas raiva deriven shemeir b'shabbes b'mincha. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, a Jew has to take all of his desires, all the different ritzonos, and plug them into rotzon sheberitzonos. Plug them into that great light that shines on Shabbos at Mincha. Ach sheyesh bechinas meitzach hanochosh. However, there is a problem. There is a power in the Sitra Achra called meitzach hanochosh that even tries to do battle against the meitzach harotzon, against the power of Shabbos Mincha. This Meitzach HaNochash represents such a powerful source of evil that it tries to mess up and to bring denial of Hashem even into the source of Ratzon. Al kein tzrichen laharbois bitzdoka. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, we must give a lot of charity and deeds of kindness. Because tzedakah has the ability to bring about the downfall of the meitzach hanochosh, and when the meitzach hanochosh is defeated, then the meitzach harotzoin shines brightly. Bechinas raiva deriven, that highest level of rotzoin, vazayin nishma koil hakriya shel yontov shemegala rotzoin. And then the proclamation of the holidays is able to be heard. And when the Ratzon is shining brightly, then there's true respect for Hashem, then the Yira is solid. Vayidei ayira nase kli lekabel es hachesed. And when we have the proper respect for Hashem, when we have yira, yira is a tzimtzum, yira is a vessel. When we have yira, we have a vessel into which Hashem can pour his chesed, his kindness. And when Hashem is pouring his kindness, vazai ein tzrichen lasois shum esek, then the Jewish people don't have to go to work. They don't have to conduct any business. Kineskayim, because then we will see the fulfillment of the words, v'omdu zorim verot soinchem. Others, strangers will come, and they will tend to your sheep. Al yidei goydel hashpoas hachesed, through the incredible great flow of kindness that flows when the yira is bishleimus, which was brought about through the ratzon, the whole chain of events that we spoke about. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, oilam chesed yiboneh, that the world will be built with chesed. Ayin shom kol ze heitev. Look over there in chapter 4 in Likut Imran, and you'll see all of this explained and elaborated on very, very clearly. V'zeh b'chinas sholosh regolim. And this is the importance of the three holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, V'sukkos, and Rav Nosson Zalei adds, V'rosh Hashanah, V'yom Kippur, V'yishana Rabbah, V'chulam mekablim mi-Shabbos. And all the holidays receive from Shabbos, Shehu Tchilo Lemikroi Kodesh. Shabbos is called the king, number one of all the holy days, of all the holidays. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this issue of the holidays a little more clearly. Paragraph Lamed Gimel. Ki ikar hizgalus harotzoim hu bepesach, shehu roish l'regolim. Out of all the holidays, the holiday on which we see the greatest revelation of this rotzoim is the holiday of Pesach, which kicks off all the holidays. That's the first one of the holidays in the sequence. Pesach, then comes Shavuos, then comes Sukkos. She'oz hoitzionu Hashem mitzrayim b'masois b'oisois u'moifs meiroim. Because that's the holiday which commemorates when Hashem took us out of Egypt with incredible, wondrous miracles. Shaydeze nizgale sha'koil rak b'rtzoinu levad. That's what delivers this strong message that everything in the world is only the will of Hashem. Everything is being controlled and guided by the will of Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal says this over there in Likut Imran, in explaining all the three holidays, shekulam koirim u'machrisnes harotzoim, that all three holidays declare and announce the will of Hashem, machmas shebekol ha'sholish regolim osa Hashem yisborach imanu oisais neroes. Because of the fact that on each one of those holidays, Hashem performed great miracles, wonders. Aval ikar ha'oisais v'moifs neroim hoyu b'pesach. However, the real July 4th was on Pesach. The real display of miracles was on Pesach. Shehu roish l'regolim, which is the first, the leader of all the holidays. She'oz yotzono me'avdus l'cheirus bo'oisois neiroes. That's when we were able to get out from slavery to complete freedom through these great miracles. Vaydeze nizgale shakoil misnaig rak b'rtzoino levad. And that's what really made it perfectly clear that everything is only the will of Hashem. V'ikar yitzias Mitzrayim shehu Pesach hoyo b'schus Yosef. And the real hero behind the miracles of the Jews going out of Egypt was Yosef HaTzadik. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es atzmois Yosef imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu needed a battering ram to break out of Egypt, to get through the death. Who was the battering ram? The battering ram was the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. U'kemuva, as is brought, Kiel Mole, listen to this now. Kiel Mole Yorad Yosef leMitzrayim Tchila, were it not for the fact that Yosef HaTzadik went down to Egypt first, and did everything he did before the Jews came down to Egypt, the Jews never would have been able to get out of Egypt because of the great tumah and filth that there was in Mitzrayim. The Jews never would have gotten out of there. It was only as a result of Yosef HaTzadik preempting and going down first by himself, v'nimkar l'shom le'eved, and he was sold into slavery. Shehu b'chinas avdus, toikef u'asiyah. That's the bottom of the bottom, to be a slave. Eved, to be a borrower. A borrower is enslaved to the lender, like we said before. Sheshom achizas zuamas hanochosh, b'chinas avdus. That's where the tumah of the snake attaches itself most, to slaves. We know the snake was cursed. It says Hashem said oror to the snake, and the slave was cursed. When it came to Chum, when Chum desecrated his father Noach, it says oror kenan eved avodim yil echad. Just like you hurt, you made it that I shouldn't have any more children after my three sons, your fourth son will be cursed also. Kenan is cursed. What's the curse? Eved, slavery. So we see that when Yosef HaTzadik went down into slavery, became an Eved, he went down to the filth. He went down to the bottom of the bottom. He went down to the tomb of the snake. Ve'ikar b'chinas ha'avdus hu b'mitzrayim. And the main place of slavery and servitude was Egypt and was Mitzrayim. Shehoyo mizera chom. Mitzrayim was from the children of Chum. Sheniskalel Zaroi Lihio Seved Avodim, whose children were cursed to be slaves. Venizdabek Bechol Zaroi Zuama Sanochosh Beyoiser. And therefore, in all the children of Chum, the tumah of the snake attached itself to all the children of Chum, Kayodua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. Ve'yosef begoidel kedushosoi huatzuma, and Yosef HaTzadik, because of his incredible great holiness, sheyorad letoich toikev zuamas Mitzrayim, that's what enabled him to go down into the thick filth tumah of Egypt, letoich pchinas avdus kanal, into slavery, v'hoyoloi nisoyim godel shom, and over there he had the greatest test of his life. The test with Potiphar's wife. V'afal pikein kova shes yitzroi me'eshes adoinov. And even though he was an Eved, and even though he was in Egypt, the bottom of the bottom of filth, he succeeded in passing the test. He conquered his Yetzahara. Al yidei zeh shovar v'hichnia u'bitel es hazua mashal Mitzrayim. Through that, he smashed and defeated and eliminated the tumah of Egypt. And it's only through his success that it made it possible for the Jews to survive 210 years in Egypt and not get swallowed up by Egypt, not get told to lose, to become assimilated in Egypt. As the Torah says, Yosef HaTzadik said, Hashem sent me to Egypt before you as a blessing for your survival. My coming down to Egypt is what ensured the survival of the Jewish people throughout that exile. Because it's only through Yosef HaTzadik that the Jews were zoche to be able to leave Egypt and be saved from the super tumah of Egypt. Nimtza, we conclude therefore, sheyitzias Mitzrayim, sheyitzonu mi'avdus l'cheirus, zeo b'china sheichniu b'china savdus, b'china sasiyah, sheshem achizas azuma, that leaving Egypt, which means coming out of slavery to freedom, which means defeating the slavery, which is asiyah, v'heim hechniu zois, al yidei goydel ritzoinam, shehoyo lehem tomid l'ashem isborach. How did the Jews succeed in getting out of Egypt, in defeating the Egyptians? They succeeded through the great desire that they had. They didn't lose that desire. We want to come close to Hashem. We want to get Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to be Tomei. We don't want to be in the filth. Vaydezeh zochu lotzeis me'avdus lecheirus. That's what enabled them to get out of the slavery to freedom. V'chniu b'chinas avdus. And they succeeded in defeating the avdus, the slavery. V'zochu lichloil asiya barotzoin. They were zochu to elevate asiya, the lowest level, and plug it into rotzoin. Ki zochu lekabel es hatoira b'shavuos. Because we were zochu in leaving Egypt to receive the Torah on the holiday of Shavuos, she'oz nichlalu barotzoin sheberetzoinus kanal, which is just like Shabbos Mincha. On Shavuos is when the Jews plug into this rotzoin sheberetzoinus, the highest level of rotzoin, as we discussed a few pages ago. V'alkein hischel Hashem Yisborach. And therefore Hashem starts the Ten Commandments with the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. I am the Hashem who took you out of Egypt from the place of slavery. V'chein bekama mekoymos hu toile kiyum hatoyra b'yetzias Mitzrayim. And we find this in many places, that the Torah connects these two things: the fulfillment of Torah with leaving Egypt. As the Zohar Kodesh asks, what's the connection? Why are these two like Siamese twins? Ki kiyum haTorah hi bechinas yitzias Mitzrayim me'avdus lecheirus. Because a Jew fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah is a Jew getting out of slavery, breaking out of slavery. He's not a slave to his Yetzirah. Simple Simon says, do this, he does this. Simple Simon says, eat another ice cream, he'll eat two ice creams. He'll eat more. He'll do all these sins and everything, whatever the Yetzirah tells him to do. He breaks. A Jew who's fulfilling the Torah and mitzvahs is a Jew who broke out of that slavery, that Mitzrayim. Dahainu lahachnia b'chinas avdus b'chinas asiya al yedei harotzoim shehu ikar kiyum haTorah. Fulfilling the Torah is really all about getting rid of the slavery, not being a slave to all your materialistic and physical desires, to your Yetzirah, and being zoche to rotzoim, to want the right things, and to connect asiya to rotzoim. And that's why we say on Pesach, Bechol Dor Chayev Odom Lirois Esatzmoi Kiilu Hu Yotzam Yisrayim, that in each and every single generation, a Jew is supposed to view themselves as if I left Egypt, not my great grandfather left Egypt. I am leaving Egypt. Ki Kol Odom Tzorich Lotzeis Me'avdus Lecheirus, because each and every single Jew has to get out of slavery to freedom. Every person that comes to this world, the moment he exits from his mother's womb, the Yetzirah introduces himself and says, pleased to meet you, buddy. Come with me. I'm going to show you the sights. You are mine. And the Yetzirah tries to control the person completely, where the person becomes a slave to the desires, to the physical and materialistic desires. And the mission of a Jew is to get out of that slavery, to free himself. Lahachnia ulavatel zuama soasiya b'chinas avdus, to defeat and eliminate the tuma of asiya, which is this slavery, b'chinas oil hatirda shel oilam azeh, to remove from himself the shackles and the struggles of the materialistic world. Shein b'chinas lamates malachos, which are found in the 39 acts of work, v'lizkois lehikoleil barotzoim, and to be zeichet to plug into rotzoim, which we said rotzoim means many things. Rotzoim means desire for Hashem. Rotzoim means to please Hashem, that Hashem should be pleased toward by me. He should have only goodwill towards me. Lehishtoikek tomid l'Hashem yisborach, to yearn constantly for Hashem. lahafoich asiyah l'rotzoin, and to convert asiyah, which is the lowest level, to convert it to rotzoin, which is the highest level. In the next paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into, he's going to quote the famous Gemara, which says that in the schus of four things that the Jews were zeicher to hold on to while they were in Egypt, they were zeicher to be taken out of Egypt. And the Gemara lists those four things. Rav Nosson Zal is going to expound on it and explain it and clarify it as it relates to what we're saying here. We'll hold it over here for now. We have about three or four more shiurim to complete this halacha, which hopefully we'll do after Hashem rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. Yeah.